Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 22nd day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviis, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Hay. Meimosai Mutar Odom Likach Luf B'Metzoy Shviis. From what time in the year, on the 8th year of Shemitah, Motzei Shviis, that's the first year of the next cycle, is one allowed to buy the Luf, that's the certain type of onion, from a person who is suspected of selling things of the Shemitah produce? And when do we say that we don't have to worry about it anymore? In the 8th year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says, immediately. Even on day one of the 8th year, you can buy from a person, any person, even someone who's suspected of selling Shemitah produce, which you're not allowed to do. And this is the case, even though, with other vegetables, the halacha is, we'll soon see in the next chapter, in the next perek, that you have to wait for enough time for it to have been planted and grown in the 8th year. Rabbi Huda there doesn't argue there. Why here by the luf is Rabbi Huda so lenient that you're allowed to buy it straight away? And that's because Rabbi Huda says we can assume that he is selling, or it's more likely that he is selling this luf plant, this type of onion, from the produce that was stored in the ground in the 6th year, Erev Shemitah. Because this is the unusual characteristic of this plant, of the luf onion. They used to bury it in the ground, store it in the ground, underground, and keep it there for a long time, as we learned in the previous Mishnahs. What about the Chachamim? The Chachamim Omrim, Mishayir B'Hachadosh. They say that you cannot buy this luf on the Motzei Shviis in the 8th year from someone who's suspected of selling Shemitah produce unless you wait for enough time where there is plenty of chodosh, where there is an abundance of the newly sown and grown luf that was planted in Heter, that was planted properly in the 8th year. Many Mefarshim learn this means from Pesach of the 8th year or the first year of the next Shemitah and onwards, because then already there was plenty of new produce of the luf of the 8th year. The Chachamim hold that we do worry that the seller might be in fact selling produce that he had from the Shemitah year, and therefore they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda about buying it on day one. They say, no, you have to wait at least until that time that there's an abundance of the new crop of the 8th year of this luf. Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that it is forbidden to give encouragement to people who do not keep the Shemitah, and therefore, and you cannot sell them tools that are naturally used or usually used for activities which are prohibited in the Shemitah year. According to the Rambam, he says on the Pirush of our Mishnah, in his Pirush of the Mishnah, he says, Lifne ivel asiten michshol. The Pasuk states, before the blind, do not put a stumbling block. If you are going to give this person who is suspected of not keeping Shemitah an opportunity to violate the Shemitah, then you have been not keeping this mitzvah of Lifne ivel. Says the Mishnah, Elu kelim, the following implements or tools, She'ein ha'om umen rasha elamacham shviis, are the ones that a tradesman is not allowed to sell in the Shemitah year to a person who is suspected of not keeping restriction of agricultural work in Shemitah. Macharesha v'chol kalau, a plow and all its accessories. Ha'oil, a yoke, the yoke that's attached to the oxen that are pulling the plow. V'hamizra, that's a winnower that they used to winnow the produce to get rid of the particles of dust or of the kernels. V'haddeker, and the deker is a type of spade or a hoe actually that's used for digging into the ground. All these tools are used primarily for activity which is prohibited in the Shemitah year. And for that reason, you cannot sell it to such a person who is choshud, who is suspected of using them in Shemitah. However, to a person who is not suspected about violating the Shemitah, and they observe the restrictions of Shemitah, you're allowed to sell them. Why is he buying them now? He's buying them because he wants to keep it for the next year after Shemitah. That's no problem. Avol Mecherhu, continues the Mishnah, but a person can sell in the Shemitah year the following items to any person, even someone who's suspected of not keeping the Shemitah. What are they? What are the items that you're allowed to sell? Magal Yod, that's a hand sickle that's used for domestic cutting. Or Magal Kotzir, or a harvesting sickle that's used for cutting produce. Vagala, and a wagon, v'chol kelea, and all its accessories. Because these things can be used for work that is permitted on the Shemitah year. For example, if you want to cut a little bit of the produce that's hefker, every person made their fields hefker, then you're allowed to do that. The household is allowed to do that. One is allowed, of course, use a wagon for picking or taking things of his household. Zehaklal, the following is the rule. Kol shemalachtim yuchedes lavera, anything, any activity that's designated for something that's prohibited in Shemitah, also, you're not allowed to sell it in Shemitah to someone who's suspected of not keeping it, because you're encouraging or helping these who do averus. L'isser ulaheter, but a keli, an implement, a tool which is used for both something prohibited and mutter that is permitted to sell it to any person, because we say that he probably has bought it for an activity that is permitted in the Shemitah year.